there, and welcome to AfterBuzz Anime Reviews. We're talking about Be the Beginning, episodes 1 through 4, and we're going to try to unpack this mysterious anime. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Rock out. Yeah, got some the light band. Show. Yes, air guitar and air bass. Yeah.
It's cool. This kind of summarizes the tone of the anime.
Yeah, so, totally.
I like it.
I like the songs. I don't think I love the songs on this the way I love the Kakegurui closing song, but it's all right. We're only doing a few episodes. It might grow on me. This is AfterBuzz Anime Reviews. We're talking about Be the Beginning, episodes 1 through 4. My name is Carrie Lamb, joined by my awesome co-host.
Hey, guys. I'm Oliver Drennan.
So what do you think? What are your initial thoughts on episodes 1 through 4?
Initial thoughts on episodes 1 through 4. I am very confused.
Okay.
As a lot of people are, but I'm not sure if I am entirely captivated by it. It's a beautiful animated anime.
Yeah.
Interesting characters, but also not interesting.
Yeah.
But I think I was telling you before the show that it seems a lot like a whole bunch of different anime genres mashed into one.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay, I'm watching this anime and it's a crime drama, but then we go into this fantasy element, but then again, that's anime for you.
And then family,
exactly.
Cute, funny.
I can't tell if I actually like it or not, but granted, it's episodes 1 through 4. So those are my very basic summary of where my head is at right now.
And you're not the only one. I was looking on Twitter what people thought of the show, and quite a few other people were like, this is a whole bunch of things rolled into one. But there are some animes that do that they're like a bunch of multi-genres.
I was going to say, hello, everyone. My name is Anthony Becerra.
Yeah.
You can find me everywhere at TonyBTony_ at the end. Just wanted to give quick thoughts because I actually did watch this series, so
yay!
I would like to include myself on this one. Overall thoughts, to be honest, I got to say what my gut's feeling, and I gotta say meh.
Okay.
I mean, it was interesting. There's a lot of moving parts with it. Mm-hmm, it looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. I kind of did want it to be more of like a no fantasy element. Like, I was okay with what I was seeing with the cops and everything.
Yeah.
And, this weird detective. Like, oh, okay. Like, maybe there's some weird killer going around, and we're gonna get the perspective of the cops and everything. But that was immediately just shattered once I saw the guy with
wings.
The wings and the blue
the eyeball
arm sword. Yeah.
Arm sword.
Yeah. I was just like, whoa, okay. But overall, I'm still watching it. So
I'm
not going to skip a forward. I like this, how I'm controlling myself and watching it. It's a different feeling. Overall, it was pretty good. It was, I'm waiting to see where it goes. Pretty much.
I think that's very fair enough. Alexis is one of our other panelists. She wasn't able to make it today, but she said she liked it. I'll let her expand when she comes next time. I enjoyed it. I definitely think right now it's hard to say how much I'm going to enjoy it because it's entertaining. I'm very engaged in what's going on. I want to know more. There's so many unanswered questions in the beginning of this show, which I'm totally cool with. I'm like, it's fine, but it's how the show will end and how it progresses and how it will end is going to be the deciding factor. Because too many animes, it's like a great ride, and then the end's like, me.
Yeah.
So we'll see. The beginning, starting off with the hunting, I was like, oh, it's the greatest game ever played. It's, I think that is a novel. Have you ever heard of this? Mm. It's pretty much the movie Pest, but a novel about it, people hunting a person, and that's the greatest game ever played.
What a great reference.
Deep cut, right?
The Pest? Oh, you never hit a blind guy with that's great.
But yeah, the idea of hunting a human being is the best game you could ever play. Though technically with her arms tied behind her, I'm like, she can't do much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the beginning, the opening is I was really into it. I was like, okay, this is going to be really intense.
Yeah.
And then it got, whoa, when she was saved. And
yeah.
Yeah, so I was just like, okay, this is something totally different than what I was expecting.
Yeah, oh no, totally. And well, we get these three dudes, and we learn later the Krauss brothers. And I'm like, I like their representation of essentially quote-unquote hillbillies. They all got funky teeth.
Yeah.
They're all kind of a little slow. But they do have the one guy via video that's the techie. So I don't know. What do you think of those guys as Well, definitely bad guys.
Well, definitely you can tell when there's a bad guy because they just look fugly. They look so ugly, and they're like, nothing can make these guys look attractive. So definitely in this anime, you can tell when there's a bad guy because he's just not attractive.
Yeah, I don't know. Those others are a mix of attractiveness, though.
Oh, the
others. So okay, we'll jump to those people. So we don't know what they are. There's quite a few of them. Mm-hmm. I was trying to take note, like, of how many. Like, at one point, like, there's three. No, there's, like, six. So there's a bunch mm-hmm. of them. Do you think the face stuff is painted on? Is there? And then, like, they covered it up at the ball? Because I wasn't sure. I'm like, oh.
Oh, at the ball, which is that.
Well, at the ball, they don't have it on.
Yeah. Well, I think one of them had, like, they still had the.
Yes, the geisha looking
so,
one.
So, I think, but also that looked cute. So. Yeah. It wasn't too crazy because she also has
she covered that one up, the smile. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I think they are somehow tattoos, but it relates to their character and what they're mm-hmm. able to do. And maybe how they got to whatever entity they are.
Yeah, they're not human. That's for sure. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're not human.
Yeah, I don't know if they're gods or demons.
Yeah.
So I'm clueless, as you are.
That's where the mystery of the show is, for sure, because we have the later fight with the one in the rain, and that mm-hmm. one has, like, the knife leg. So similar to our main guy.
Yeah. So I wonder if someone has another.
Is there some other part? Yeah.
Yeah. Or a knife head.
No. Yeah.
Another knife leg on the. Because hers was like, I think it was a female. It was a leg.
Okay. Actually, that's a very good question. I thought it was a girl. And then I heard the voice. I watched in Japanese. Did you watch English or Japanese?
English.
In Japanese, the voice sounds more masculine.
That was very confusing for me.
Yes.
Well. Yeah.
But the actress. I don't have the name in front of me. Well, the Japanese actress is a woman, too.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, totally would it be absolutely normal in anime for this to be a dude who's dressing up as a woman, or a man who wants to be represented as a woman. So mm-hmm. I was like, doesn't matter. I just was confused.
That was just, totally. I was just curious on the gender as well. It could have been male, female, or possibly trans, or gender fluid.
Yeah.
But it was never answered.
No.
So what was the character's name?
Hold on. It was like Julian. I have these. They have the different fights. Yeah, I wrote she? Question mark. Mm-hmm. I have it.
But definitely, she.
Yeah.
That character had a very ambiguous voice as well in English.
Okay. I will find the name in a second because I wrote my notes chronologically. So I'm like, I don't remember what that was. But that person, there's essentially, our main guy, quote unquote, I would say, cause he is kind of our main guy, but I think Lily is kind of our main character almost right now. Or the team. What do you guys think? Who's our main character right now?
That's a very good question. I'm not really sure.
It's ensemble?
Kind of like, I definitely think this is an ensemble piece. Everyone kind of has their time to shine.
Yeah.
And then we're seeing that I feel like something that interests me in this anime is that the stakes are high.
Yeah.
You know, we saw, this is skipping ahead, a death in one of our main cast, kind of.
Yeah.
In episode 4.
I was surprised by that. So I was that, like, what, Bran?
Yeah. So
yeah,
I was
like, sad face.
Yeah. So I think definitely this anime, this could possibly have like a high body count. Like maybe these
main characters are fair game.
As well as the villains too.
Yeah. So that's Bran when he discovers he's pretty much being watched through the phone and then he gets murdered. Because, a few people got in the elevator with him, and then he ends up dead. So I was like, that was sad. Actually, Tony, I wanted to hear your thoughts. Did you think the face stuff, what do you think those people or not people are? And do you think their face stuff is painted on or is already there and they just covered it up when we don't see it?
I feel like they're, like, some sort of tattoos, and the tattoos symbolize them being part of, like, maybe some sort of organization or maybe even possibly some sort of kingdom, because they refer to the
they have the palm one.
They refer to the one that they're fighting as the true king that has returned and he has lost his memory. So they might be from this, like, mystical land that's just no one's aware of, somehow they lost their king and maybe they're trying to bring him back, but the king just keeps murdering them all because he's possibly the strongest. There's a lot of speculation to go through with this one. I definitely think they're like tattoos though that they can cover up.
And do you think who is our main character, or is it more ensemble?
That's also very complicated to see, because it does feel very ensemble because there's so many different moving parts and different parties that are at play, because we have the tattoo, we call them the others,
Yeah, we'll call him the other.
And
the
then
others.
we have the blue steel winged yeah. Dude as
Koku.
Well. Koku. So we have Koku fighting the others, as well as Genny, which is like the spike looking from like Cowboy Bebop looking dude who comes into the police force.
Keith Flick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's Keith who's coming into the police force. On top of that, we have the police force. We have the
Lily,
and we have her like little squad and like her little like squad that she rolls with.
Yeah.
So there's so many moving parts, but I gotta say, I think the three main factors or the three main characters we should look at is Koku, Lily, and Genny.
Yeah. Oh no, and then Genny, we get a lot of little bit introduced. So like the doctor guy who we never get his name. The white-haired doctor guy. But Genny, we find out his wife. First, we know she's dead. Then we find out she was murdered and her face was mutilated. And the doctor's like, I'm going to put it back together. The way I understood it, and let me know if you guys thought the same. If you're watching this later, please comment down below your thoughts on the show and the stuff we're talking about. The way I understood it was that Genny is thinking that Koku... but he doesn't know it's Koku. But B is the one who killed his wife. But I'm like, unless Koku doesn't age, he seems a bit young to have killed Kenny's wife. But I don't know. Did you guys think that's what he's going after?
I really don't know. Like, I'm so clueless. I don't know if Koku is some kind of, like, immortal. Like,
he could be,
So he very well could have done that.
Yeah.
But I really don't know. I have no thoughts on that, honestly. I don't know.
I have some thoughts. Well,
yeah.
That's exactly what I got from it, Carrie.
Okay, cool.
I think Koku might have, for some reason, possibly could have killed his wife, and that's why Genny has come back to that police force after so many years, because he's seeing the pattern. Like, it's Koku's leaving the same MO that's been going around. Which I'm guessing it has to do with the blue steel arm that he has.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing it's able to cut through. Because he's able to cut through the others with that and cut their weapons with that. So I'm guessing the slice of his sword is something that's very...
it's adamantium.
Yeah. It's
vibranium.
Vibranium.
It's like a giveaway to like who killed his wife kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I missed the part that she was mutilated. So like I don't think that's... Koku, essentially?
I don't think Koku would do that either. So that's where I'm like, no. Like,
but someone similar who looks like
it
Koku.
It could be a copycat, because we had copycats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they have a quick little bit where they show the wife, like, in a flashback, and they have her face covered. You never really see it. And then they have the dialogue of, like, her face is messed up, and the doctor going, I will make it look back to normal. So, yeah, hard to say. A shout out to Steven. He tweeted and he's like, now I want red bean buns. And I'm like, yes, this show.
Oh,
anime food. We could have a whole episode of watching anime food is like.
I am starving right now. And just thinking about the red bean bun, her tearing it. And like, this animation was really good at this point. I'm like,
food,
oh my God.
Yeah.
And I think that scene, that was episode 4, right? Where she was like tearing everything. It like was very.
Oh, her example?
It was a good representation of how I felt about the show and all these aspects and all these factors like crumpled into it and all these theories being like mashed into like ruining the food.
Yeah.
I must say.
Well, that's what he was saying. Stop.
Yeah, that's what I thought about the show. I was like, this is amazing. This is how is it capturing my exact thoughts through food?
Yeah. I like Lily's character. I think she's very fun. So she's part of the RIS, the Royal Investigating Service. Investigating Service. So she's on the crime scene, which I like. Yeah, Genny, he totally does have the Cowboy Bebop vibe at the beginning, but I felt he was more of a drunkard, so yes, but Cowboy Bebop has that too. I think it's funny that they translate his name to, it looks like Genie, but it's Genny.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching, I'm like, Genny. I'm like, write it phonetically. Okay, so episode 1, though, that transport bridge and tank and fight scene through the town, that was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys like those scenes?
That was cool. I was a little hindered by the cross between like 3D and 2D with I believe the tank was 3D and everything else was 2D.
It happens in anime too, where it can be super hit or miss if they get it right.
Yeah, it's been more with like recent anime and stuff. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I thought it was really nice. It was a cool chase scene.
Yeah, the IFV, and then the mysterious red hair guy is Quinn. Which I wish we could have had a little bit more of him, mm-hmm. one of the others.
I was expecting Quinn to be...
He died pretty fast.
Yeah, and so that's why I'm thinking, like, that's why I said earlier, like, this show raises the stakes. Like, not if this character, like, everyone is expendable, basically. Yep. That's what I'm saying.
Kills him on the train. And then Julian... Oh, no, Julian, I think, is one of the Krauss brothers. Yeah, Julian is the other Krauss brother that's still alive.
He's the one who takes the
He's the one driving it. Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's shooting because it's the other guy that's.
Oh.
It's one of the others that's driving. That's okay. Telling him, hey.
That was Quinn. Yeah. I think that's what he wanted him for. He's like, I need somebody else to run this with me because he's like, hey, I'll give you to B if you help me out, and then they're in the tank. So B is, they call it they call him the Black Winged King. And they call this arm thing, like, the Lohengrin. So I was like, what? That's such an interesting word. And the bee has the weird eye and the blue sparkle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what's the sparkle stuff? But I do like that Genny is kind of, like, talking about what it is. How much you guys... Oh, okay. I love the thought process that we see of Genny projected onto stuff. How much do you guys like that? Where he's, like, thinking something and then, like, words will appear on top of stuff superficially.
Oh.
I think that's really cool because it's, like, we're seeing Genny's thought process. Mm-hmm. Do you guys like it?
I think it's kind of, like, a visual aid for sure, definitely. And I think it's, like, that also plays in his character of how he's kind of, like, this conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
He thinks he kind of, like, jumps to conclusions, but I think that's what makes his character a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
Another thing is that these characters, they don't necessarily look interesting. They're very basic. Like,
Lily's super basic. Yeah.
So it's like, it's...
Goku's basic.
I think you could cosplay these characters too. This is off topic, but...
Yeah.
But
I was looking at Lily's outfit. I'm like, do we do this?
Yeah. She kind of, when she has her R.I.S.
The red, I like that jacket.
It reminds me a lot of Claire Redfield from Resident Evil.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's almost, I don't know if I... like it or I don't like it, because it's almost refreshing not to have these flamboyant, like, main characters, whereas, like, the others and all of them,
they're the ones who are crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, totally. Tony, what are you thinking of? I don't remember.
It was the imposing of the words and everything.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I thought it was, like, a very clear, like, okay, this guy's, like, really smart.
He's, like, super smart.
Yeah, but it, like, but you see, like, as you see more episodes, he's also, like, a really big dummy. Like,
yeah, like he's a space cadet.
He's definitely an enigma for me because he's very smart and he gets very serious at times, but then also he like does a flip and like he's looking up, trying to look up girls' skirts, and he gets hit by a car.
Yes.
By the way, he gets hit by a car and just shrugs it off. I'm like, okay.
Oh yeah, he's fine. So yeah, guys, I don't know if any of you have seen this on Twitter. There's a GIF of it, and if you like look under the hashtag #BeTheBeginning, somebody posted, they're like, this part had me cracking up, and I love that was on
because
there.
That was so strangely awkwardly.
It was comedic,
placed.
And you're like, what?
It was like unexpected comic relief because I don't think there's a whole lot of that in this anime.
Koku with his dad and brother was comedic.
Yeah.
The violin shop, that was kind of funny. He's like, you're my only son. I'm like, he's like, I'm your kid too.
He's like, I disown you. Something
you're
like
dead to me. I think that's what he said in Japanese. So that kind of covers episode one. Episode two, we get really quickly, we get Mr. Yellow, and he's like killed as a sacrifice. That's when I wrote down mystery face paint lady. It was there. Mm. So that was the one with the tongue. So our one we meet later.
That was so distracting. Yeah. That tattoo.
Oh, the mouth on a mouth. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. Here's the other thing too. So Koku, I did notice he has two eye colors normally as well.
So
it's like a black and a green.
Heterochromia.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then it goes crazier when he does stuff.
Yeah.
So there's that. We learned about Market Maker, which we don't really know much about. That was the thing about the people who are part of it are assassins, and they have the tattoo of, like, the Day of the Dead skull, which I'm like, I kind of have one of those on. Not that y'all can see in that lens. You have to follow on social media later to see a picture. But they talk about the royal family. Oh, actually, that was another thing. So we have this fictional... How do you guys like this fictional world? I like it. I think it's cool. I think it's Cremona or Cremora, and they have a royal family. It looks kind of... European, Italy, like just fantasy.
But yet there's like a lot of, it's kind of like has a metropolis to it as well.
It's like and a regular city too.
Very muted colors, not a whole lot of color in the anime in general and just in the setting, which is like, I normally don't like that. I like the, I like color.
More
like,
saturated.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's a very interesting environment and I'm looking to see what else there is because it's cool because it's like modern day, yeah. but it's also futuristic as well.
Yeah.
So it's very, like, half and half, I think.
And then they have the islands. I was like, that's cool. Oh, yeah. So we have Bran and Kayla for tech, which I like that. They have the tech girl and tech guy.
I like Kayla or Kayla.
Yeah. I wrote it as Kayla's. I thought it was K-A-E-L-A.
Yeah. In English, they just pronounce it Kyla.
Oh, okay.
So I just pronounce it Kyla as... because that's my sister's name as well.
Oh, okay.
But like, I actually really like Kyla's character. She's probably my favorite. Cool. Along with Lily. Because she's basically... the woman in the chair. I know, that, like, Spider-Man Homecoming, like, the man in the chair. Yeah. But she's the woman in the chair. And then I loved the episode where she was just on the computer. She was pedaling and stuff. And I was like, I love this character. I hope this character doesn't die. And she's just so, like, very smart and a strong female character.
Yeah. Oh, I loved her breaking it down. She's like, oh, these people don't know what they're doing, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Though somebody on Twitter was kind of like, oh my gosh, what does she even do with the petals? But I've had that where when you transcribe something, petals can do key cues as well. So I'm assuming her petals are keystroke or something cues, and that's why she has that as well. It's if you're so transcribing, funny. It's so hard to like pause something and go back.
Yeah.
So that's why you have petals, because then you can push it and do something.
Transcribing is a...
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's so, so hard. So that's what I'm assuming the petals are for.
I need some petals for transcribing.
Oh, yeah. The crime scene with the assemblyman, Ed, Kyle. Oh, my gosh. With their heads cut off. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was weird. We don't know much about him, but it's pretty brutal. You didn't see their faces, but yeah. Argeni got a haircut, which do we like that better now? Because now he's not quite so Cowboy Bebop. But
no, I liked him with more hair
and the beard.
Yeah,
no,
I love my scraggly character.
Yeah. So he notices that it's a copycat, because he's like, oh, there's hesitation. So you guys need to just scroll through the Twitter hashtags for me at the beginning, because I'm finding so many fun things. So the other one too is like, people don't like anime, and they do a close up, and for people listening, it's like essentially his middle finger as he touches the scratch mark on the wall. So it's like Beep the Beginning's response to people not liking anime. Oh yeah, hey, did you find it? Did it animate or did it just
an
image?
No, it's just a picture. Oh, I'm bummer. Trying to find it.
That's okay.
I love that part. It was so funny.
We have the white hair doctor, which I want to know more about him. He seems like there's more to him. Yeah, 7 years since the wife's death. Koku's family seems to be the dynamic comedic relief.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the geisha. They're like, it's the Orion, and then the classic Japanese outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hit by car. I'm like, what else happens? So the other thing, which I want to know your theories, viewers, and your guys' theories. So Koku, when he's at the... So we have the lockdown at the ball, and there's going to be a gas released and everything. So Koku's... His little butler outfit and his hair up was so cute. I'm like, he looked like a little girl, but he was so cute. When he was close to one of the others, his eyes were like, boop, boop, boop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, do they have like a proximity alert or something? What do you guys think?
It almost works as like a metal detector.
Yeah.
So he can scope them out. But I'm like, is he like, it seems like he's an exterminator. So that's helping him out. And he just he becomes like this ruthless kind of killer. Like, he wants to eliminate them. And I want to know, why is he eliminating them? Or is he good or is he bad? You know? True.
He hasn't been killing good people yet, so...
Yeah, yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I want to know, too, because, like, B, like, he's associated with just, like, random killings. Like, at least that's what I was led to believe.
That's true. How they're reporting on it, yeah.
Yeah, he goes out and murders people, and then that also does ignite, like, copycat killers.
Yeah.
But also, like, speaking on his eye, too... It also feels like the others can also like call out to him with the eye thing.
Yeah, the girl who walks right by him does that. Her eyes go like red and flicker too. Like when he does the pass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure what's up with that, but it could be like the place that they're from, it's just like one of the things. Also, like, I don't know. I have a strong feeling that it's like he's a king and it's their royal, and the others are like his royal guard. But they're failing to bring him back, and he's just like, I want to find out more, but he just ends up killing them.
Or, yeah,
like, because we don't even know that many like his motives. Like, what's up with him?
Yeah,
like, we know he works at a violin shop, and like he loves being able to create things that will live on forever.
Yeah.
But like, what else? So, like,
There's religious tones too, because he said with Quinn, the red-haired other, he said something of like, if you penitence, or your like your like, sins,
so, repent, kind of.
Yeah. He said something that sounded religious, so I'm like, oh, is there, what are we going, like, which way? Because then that would lean maybe more on the demon aspect, but we don't know enough. That's
interesting.
So who thought somebody else would try to kill the mayor during that lockdown? I was like, this is like a horror movie. You gotta kill this one person and y'all get to live. I was surprised nobody else really tried for it. But I guess it's a bunch of, like, socialites, so...
Yeah, no one looked that threatening. Everyone was just scared and didn't want to do anything.
Yeah, no, totally. Also,
when that guy was screaming that out, kill the mayor, whatnot, I would have shut him the hell up. Right? I was like, come on now.
Thank you. I'm like, knock him out. They do not need him awake anymore. He doesn't help them do anything. I 100% agree.
Another little thing that grinds my gear about this freaking genie character over here.
Yeah.
He just knows everything. He's like, yeah, the gas is fake. I didn't tell you guys anything for the first... I was like, are you serious? Like, how long did you know that the gas was fake before even saying anything? Like, it didn't come until, like, the climax and the gas is released. And he's like, yeah, it's fake.
I thought it was real, though, because the first dude who fell was bleeding. So I'm like, is he just bleeding because he fell? Because nobody else seemed to be injured. It was just the one guy.
I totally took it as real. Because then everyone started fainting, freaking out. That could have been just, like, them being panicked and, like, totally anxiety.
It was the one bleeder that I was like,
And then you saw, like, children there, too. I think there was children, like, knocked out. I don't know. But it was crazy. And I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, they are raising these stakes.
But then we get that crazy, awesome skateboard chase scene. That was super cool.
So funny. That it's kind of cool, though, that that character uses the skateboard. Like, and that's the outfit that that character...
And fluttering in the wind. Yes.
It's like a tux, but it's a dress. But then there's pants. And then there's face. And the, a lot going on. That would be an interesting cosplay.
It would be. And the white hair. I loved it. Yeah, that chase scene was amazing. So they end over at the Divine Days, the Lake Lennon. So the character knows Koku from the past. Memories are locked away. So something kind of cool, someone pointed out on Twitter, I'm afraid I don't remember who it was, but they pointed out with the scene, and then I was like, oh. So there's one shot during that fight scene where they look like zip, 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 and you don't see anything. So that's like real time. But when they have the regular shot of them fighting, the raindrops are actually essentially in slow-mo because they are going that fast.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't sure about that part, too. That makes sense, though.
Was that whole fight like a matter of seconds?
They're, like, not even a second. Flash time, pretty much.
Yeah. Like, do you know the spot where they do, like, kind of an aerial shot and it's, like, zip, 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 and you just see them, like... really quick lines, like them moving, but you don't really see details. So I think that's real time what they're fighting. And then we see them on like ground level. That's they're going that fast. And the creators, artists of the show did the rain essentially in slow-mo to show you how fast they're going. I'm like, I didn't even think of that. Wow. I'm like, that's amazing.
I didn't even catch the raindrops falling so slowly. I did kind of get it from like then going so fast and then like abruptly just surface level being slow again. Yeah.
If you watch that clip again, you'll see that the raindrops are more like there's just drops hovering everywhere in the around them, and you go, oh.
Wow.
So I'm wondering if there's more of that to come where the show does because
a whole battle could be in 1 second basically. Yeah.
They could be even quicker,
and that's how they're undetected. You know,
probably
So they are like Quicksilver.
The speed. So the touch canopus. How many people knew it was a star right away? I was like, it's a star.
What?
I don't know why, but I was like, it's a star.
So they're aliens, not
right? Well, because then Lily's like, it's a star, duh. And he's like, how do you know about this? Well, I dated a guy, and I just thought that was super funny. So apparently, I looked it up because I didn't know what the word was, but I felt it was. I knew it was a star, but I didn't know canopus meant star. So it is the brightest star in the southern. Ooh, I don't notice my notes. Pretty much like a certain hemisphere, and it's like second brightest to Sirius. So it is one of the large brightest stars. So it's a real star, guys. I thought that was rather interesting. I think this is the name of the girl he fights is Izanami.
Izanami.
Yeah, Izanami. So that's that character's name. I like that fight scene. That was a good fight scene.
That's something to look forward to, too, with this anime, is that it seems like the choreography of the fight scenes is, it's like something
good.
that you're looking forward to. So I'm, for the next couple episodes, I'm looking, let's see if we can top that fight scene in episode 3.
I'm really liking the animation, but a weird thing I noticed, and let me know if y'all noticed, Lily constantly has blush. Normally in anime, it's neutral face and blush is like embarrassment, romantic, something else. Like it's an expression. But she seems to have blush on all the time.
Yeah, I noticed.
It's that. Weird.
But I think that's like also her character.
It could be. She's that.
She's very like bubbly and yeah. She kind of gets embarrassed. She's very, I don't want to say she's naive necessarily.
Kind
of. But she's.
I think it's a show of like her innocence.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's yeah. That's a good way of putting it. That's probably the best way to put it.
Then we have Lily and Koku have that conversation where they talk about technology and like cell phones. And he's like, I don't understand stuff. But then also dating, which was kind of interesting of like family relationships. Because she feels like the big sister to him. And then if he is something different, how are they related? Mm. But we don't know yet. I feel that's strange.
This is kind of jumping back a little bit, but I remember in the fight scene with Izanami.
There we go.
Her.
Yeah, Izanami.
I remember she said something along the lines of, "You didn't choose me." Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, what was up with that?
Well, there's the image of them as little kids holding hands. And this also goes back to when I was saying, I'm like, I thought it was a man. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But that could work too of like them having romantic interests and like that would be totally normal in anime. I think it's great. Then I'm like, but I think either it could be literally like out of the others, he didn't choose her. Or he chose a different life and not her. And she's taking it personally instead of like leaving them.
I wonder
but we don't know yet.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Like this oh my gosh. I'm like, I wonder if this character is a male, but maybe Koku wanted to be with a woman. And like, this is me trying to get the queer going. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think in a basic level, having a female actress and the character appears female. Maybe, but listen to Japanese. I was like, "Is it it?"
They could possibly be like asexual beings.
That too.
You know,
they some of the other ones are a little more
as like men and women.
Yeah,
you know, like Koku can be like very fluid.
Yeah,
that's why he looks like he could be a girl or a boy. And at times he does look like a girl, at other times he looks more like a girl.
Yeah,
like a boy. Yeah,
I'm down.
Yeah, don't follow binary.
Yeah, I think it's unless we have something come up. I don't think we're gonna totally get answers on it. It's one of those that doesn't matter, but it's still like I'm curious. I want to know. Tell me more about these people. We have. I like that Koku and Keith are at the library at the same time, but they totally miss each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's like because I don't think Koku has been in the presence of Genny and / Keith.
They had like that classic like that moment where they both pass each other.
Lights.
I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
It's too early for their encounter.
They have some history, yo. Like, I want to know. I think that's the most interesting part for me.
Yeah. Well, another thing that we get a mystery about is that there was a mention of a gold robbery. And then the others are drinking this weird gold substance. So are they drinking liquefied gold? And if so, why? Does it give them powers? Are they aliens? And I don't know. Think it's cool. Who do you think B is looking for? We don't get that as an answer.
Well, what does B stand for? Is it stand for the beginning? Like, I do they explain?
Well, Koku. We could just say Koku. Who is he looking for? Because he keeps referring to a she, and he's like, I'm looking for you. So is that his mother, maybe? Is it a lost love?
Maybe he thinks, maybe it's someone he accidentally killed and he doesn't realize it.
I like that theory.
Because he seems so clueless.
Yeah.
I don't know, other than the fact that he's trying to fix something, I think.
Yeah.
Because even he was talking about how he, with the violins, he likes to fix them rather than play them.
Yeah.
So he's trying to fix something, and maybe it's through finding someone.
Maybe.
Maybe it's Genny's wife.
Oh, maybe. I like it.
Maybe he accidentally did something to her, and...
Yeah.
I'll mutilate the face.
The thought of hurting her, maybe because he was in love with her, like drove him to insanity to where the point he lost his memory.
Maybe.
I don't know.
There's good theories.
We don't know enough right at this moment, I think, personally. All right.
Any other thoughts on the episode? We've kind of said predictions throughout, so I don't think we need a separate predictions thing. We've set our theories along the
After
way.
After having this conversation, I do have more of an appreciation for this series.
Yeah, so definitely.
Good, good. I'm more that's what we're all about.
Yeah, because definitely watching it by yourself, because I watch it by myself. Yeah, I don't know about you guys,
me too.
But I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I had someone to talk to about this.
Yes.
But then it's like hearing your guys' theories, it's like definitely like makes the show a lot better and more enjoyable. Yay. For sure.
We hope it's the same for you viewers and listeners out there as well, because yeah, this is an anime you need to like talk to somebody about. Be like, I need to unpack this. There's a lot going on.
Well, episode 4 was pretty comical with Lily and Keith with the
not food. What it looks like. Yes. Yeah. That was
he like steps on a pepper or something.
Yeah, and
right?
slips, and oh no, that was so good. And then the oh, I didn't write his name down, but the older gentleman who Lily was with, and he comes in. Oh my gosh, that was so
like,
cute.
What's going on here?
Yeah, I don't think like, that's going to happen relationship wise because I think Genny's too set on his wife, even though it's been 7 years. I'm not going to ship it. No, but she could be. I don't know if she's really thinking of dating. She feels very in her work, which I do like her coworkers too.
No, yeah, she's way
she's
too,
a little
like,
oblivious.
Yeah,
like.
Exactly. Way too oblivious.
Poof, over her head. Yeah. Any other final thoughts before we go into some anime news?
Oh well, we already talked about Brandon dying.
Yeah, that was
killed.
Sad. Brandon dying was super,
and that was
like,
really shocking. So I'm like, who's next?
That was Genny's bro, right? Like that was Genny's friend, right? Or
no. Well, Brand was like the techie boy who we have a techie girl and techie guy, and so.
Oh, I got it.
Young,
no,
the
I
young
just
guy.
Remembered. It just clicked. Thank you.
I agree. I thought that was pretty surprising. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to see what's up next.
I'm waiting for more. I'm
exactly
excited for more surprises.
He died because he uncovered something. Right?
Yes, he saw the cell phone footage watching him, and saw himself on the computer screen. Goes to the elevator and like 2 to 3 people get in with him. And when he lands on the bottom floor or wherever he's going, he's dead.
All right, that's for another episode then.
Yeah. So that covers our thoughts on episodes 1 through 4 of Be the Beginning. We'll be talking about episodes 5. Come on, wait, 5 through next 4 episodes. So we're going to get into some news. So current news.
AfterBuzz TV news.
Yay. Okay. So leading collectible distributor Bluefin brings the force to Star Wars fans and retailers as it announces the Star Wars character line of model kits from Bandai Hobby. Bandai Hobby is renowned for its high-quality model kits that blend complex detail and innovative construction that fans of all skill levels can enjoy. And yeah, if you see these look really cool figures to build them. So the kits in the Star Wars character line require no glue. Ooh, that's convenient. And color injection molding reduces or even eliminates the need for paint. So, okay, so it looks like they're probably all set.
Thank God.
These kits are set for retail release in May. Bandai Hobby Star Wars character line features kits that are 1/12 scale, 1/6, 1/2 scale. We're going to have a time where my friend who's super into figures will come in and we'll talk all about
kind
of stuff. Initial characters will release in 1/12 scale and we'll have an MSRP range of about $28 to $50.
That's
so
not
yeah,
bad.
These characters look so cool. I'm like, these look really great. All right. Next up is High Dive, which this is a company I didn't really know much about. So they are a streaming service. I don't have any pictures for this one. They announced a simplified single pricing plan for its OTT entertainment streaming service effective Monday, March 26th for 2018. $4.99 a month, the service bundle is its most frequently requested features and unlimited ad-free service ad access, right, to its catalog of more than 300,000 hours of dubbed and subtitled anime and pop culture programming. Woot! Awesome. Unified Plan offers playback resolutions of up to 1080p, 2 concurrent streams, and up to 3 associated user profiles. So that's pretty awesome. So yeah, look up highdive.com/account/signup when you can do a free 7-day trial. And then also, the other exciting news with them, which some of you might know about this awesome show, I haven't gotten into it yet, but I want to, is Food Wars. So they will be streaming the English dub of Food Wars, Second Plate, beginning Tuesday, March 13th. So today! So the subscribers in North America, UK, Ireland, South Africa, and other countries, territories can binge all 13 episodes of the English dub. That's a very popular show. Like, Anime Expo, like... And
really?
If you guys follow us on Twitter, go check us out at ABTV Anime. We are posting, I forget who it was. I think I want to say it was Funimation posted, like, a recipe thing for Food Wars. So, fun. All right, so next up, we have news from Voltage for some of you gamers out there. So Voltage has begun sales on March 9th, so just recently, on its VR contents for Steam for PC and in the Oculus Store for Oculus VR platforms. The three titles released are Wedding VR Yamato Kagome, Wedding VR Henry A. Spencer, Wedding VR Masamune Date. Sorry, I'm like, not sure. All developed by Voltage Inc.'s subsidiary Voltage VR. And they have had an awesome display at Anime Expo in the past where they, like, had models there and you could pose with them and their characters from their games.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is really cool. So the wedding VR titles give players a chance to experience a wedding in virtual reality with one of the popular characters featured in Voltage Romance apps. So they do apps and other games. Additionally, there will be two booths available at the VR Park Tokyo, so if any of you are in Tokyo, March 12th to April 1st, allow you to try the above titles, and so check out a VR romance. So that'd be interesting to play a VR romance game.
I know. I know. And for it to be in, like, anime, like, how, that's crazy.
Well, anime, that's how I learned, like, the Kabe Don. They had a booth set up, and the actor, who's the guy dressed up there, you could pose with him that way.
That's amazing.
And I totally did.
So it's like a dating sim, basically.
Yeah, it's a dating sim. They have regular phone app games, but then this is new with VR.
Nice.
So another game thing for PS4, Earth Defenders Force 5 and the latest Starship Troopers collaboration. So here's some cool images from that. So D3 Publisher Inc. have announced the official collaboration promotional video for Earth Defense Forces 5 and latest Starship Troopers. I will post a link for that as well, but here's some images. This looks very fun if you're into Starship Troopers and other kind of fighting games. I was digging it. So that's it for news.
Nice.
And then we have our other fun segment on this show where we do the Japanese word of the day.
Yay.
So I was going to say, we should do a quiz, see how much people remember from the previous ones. I was like, anybody remember? So if you didn't watch it last time, we talked last week was Dream, I think was our second one. So that was Yume, because that was a character in there. Like, yeah, that's my same name thing. So this one, I felt, since it came up in the episode, it's Hoshi, which is means star. So that's, if you're going to write it in English, it's Hoshi. So that's the Japanese character for H-O and then S-H-I. So it's Hoshi. Means,
Yoshi with a H.
Yeah, with star. But if I almost wanted to do another word. I do like when Lily first sees Genny, she calls him Oji-san, which I've come to learn Oji-san means old man. But subtitled it Mister, and I'm like, those are very different things. But I could totally see her being like, "Hey, old dude." So like, it's in like anime, like Ranma or something, where they'd be like Oji-san, and it's kind of a joke. So anyway, that covers it for anime AfterBuzz anime reviews. Be the beginning 1 through 4 anime news and our word of the day. Thank you so much for watching. Leave comments down below what you thought of the first 4 episodes. Let's limit it to 4. I know Netflix; it's so hard to not binge. I mean, I sit there and I'm like, oh. And I'm done for now. I think it's a really cool show. I want to see where it goes for sure. So where can they find Tony? Where can people find you online?
Oh, you can find me everywhere at Tony B. Tony underscore Tony, letter B, Tony underscore. Thank you so much for that plug. And yeah, great show. Can't wait to see more.
Yeah. And
yes, guys, I'm Oliver Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer on the Popcorn Talk Network on Tuesdays. Check us out on Horror Movie News. A lot of fun. Had a special guest, so you have to tune in. And also on the America's Next Top Model After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
Sweet. And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. Check out my Twitter and my Instagram. I just did a cool event yesterday for Tomb Raider dressed up as classic Lara Croft.
So good.
And thank you. Those came out really well. And make sure to follow the ABTV anime Twitter account as well. We've been posting just stuff related to the show and other cool anime content. And you can also leave comments there as well as down below, like what other animes you want us to cover next. So again, thank you so much for watching and we'll see you next week. Sayonara.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.